WBEZ is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting live events with historians Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham, comedian Reggie Watts and filmmaker Miranda July, and artists Hebrew Brantley and Amanda Williams in conversation. Plus, MSNBC chief correspondent Ali Velshi on small yet powerful acts of courage throughout history. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Nora Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. It seems like there's a never-ending renaissance in Chicago's hip-hop scene, from the days of Lupe Fiasco or Common to the relatively more recent stardom of Chance the Rapper and Saba. The city is a breeding ground for talent. And today we have a rising star in the studio, Southside rapper K.O. His debut album, It Was Fun While It Lasted, was released at the top of February, and you can see him perform next Thursday at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. You can hear him perform right now. K.O., thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So let's start right away with some music. Okay. What's up first? Set it up.
So we are going to do 30,000 Feet, which is one of my favorite songs on the album.
All right, let's hear it.
Y'all ready? Are we good? Let's do it. Feet up. Yeah. See the thing? They gon' talk about visions, but we believe. We really mean that. 2010 Cadillac, I had all the seats back. Just to feel like that Maybach was in reach. Add another brick, I'm building a building with plenty seats. Out on Venice Beach, I'm holding her hand, she tell me release. You know the pain is fresh, numbing it did a number on me. Y'all don't think free, y'all don't think we, y'all just think me. Asia told me make this last forever. She in Tulum reaping the fruits of having someone that's gonna always wanna add the pressure. My phone dying and my wallet lost. I'm down on my last Tylenol, but I'ma blow through that right after this. When the tequila shots become my cup of tea, what did I miss? I give it all to see you rich, that's why your necklace. My initials and my guys that got initiated game. Went left when I went right and they got clipped. But that's another story, this story for you. Yeah, Chicago, this story for you.
What's the allegory of it all? Real world problems are the face withdrawals. 30,000 feet of face to face with God. Yeah. I pray for forgiveness. Stay with the birds. They cage from yeah. the entrance.
On my way to Phoenix, I'm stressed, eating, no rest, even. Not even a nap while my legs breathing. Reclined in the best seat in front of the plane. I'm butting heads with my big bro. I swear we one and the same. Don't ever tell me that belief's the problem. I'm in a compound on a beach that got its own beach. That's peace and quiet. I sold my soul to buy a piece of solace. Somebody took my wallet in a studio and Hollywood, ran a joint up, notifications from my credit card confirming it's us. Mr. Muhammad, usually you spend way more down in Noble. We figured something was up, we just increased the limit. Let that man eat, you got enough to feed another village. A lot of y'all been trying to break my spirit. Can't tell no to a winner, can't sell hope to a sinner. My only luck is the work I put into author descendant. All from intentions, I made the reps switch up the clock to where we all get in minutes. Ain't no pretending, dog, it's us. Yeah. Ain't no pretending, dog, it's us. What's the allegory?
What's the allegory of it all? Real world problems hard to face with draws. 30,000 feet of face to face with God. I pray for forgiveness. Stay with the birds they cage from the entrance.
Those are playing sounds. 30,000.
So let's jump into it, K.O. I mean, you grew up in South Chicago. Talk about how this city has raised you.
Man, this is the greatest city in the world. And I've lived a lot of places. I moved over like 19, 20 times in my life.
I read that. You talked to our sister, folks at our sister station, Vocalo, about that. So you always stayed in South Chicago, though.
No. So there was a time where I actually lived in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, for 3 years. Yeah.
So you
I left Chicago, but I went to school in Chicago for the majority of my life. So that's why, like, I've just always claimed that. But I could probably claim St. Louis if I wanted to. I lived there for a few years. I could claim Florida. I never would. But if I wanted to, I definitely could. Yeah, I lived in the suburbs for some time, like South Suburbs, Tinley Park, Crete. I've lived everywhere. But like 92nd and Wallace, that's where I pretty much became a man there. So that's like, if you ask me, I'll say I'm from there. Mm-hmm. But I currently live downtown, and I have for like some years now.
Yeah. Either way, you're repping Chicago.
Exactly. Facts.
Right. I was checking you out on social media for the past week or so. You
know, love.
A little bit of stalking. It's fine. That's okay.
It's all good.
But you know what I was struck by? It's the different ways that you've titled yourself, right? I saw you refer to yourself as a rapper, songwriter, leader, creative architect.
Oh, I like that one.
Tell us more. Who is KO?
I am many things, but most importantly, I would say the one title that's not in my bio is a child of God on some funny stuff. And I'm just a person, like, I've just always been a real serious person. Like, I'm a joker for sure. Like, I play entirely too much. But I've always just been a person, like, with direction and with purpose. So that's why that child of God title is probably the most important to me. Because, like, to me, music aside, business aside, all things aside, like, I feel like my purpose is just leading people to peace and prosperity and happiness and all those good things. Even if you don't believe in God, like whatever you believe in, it's like leading people to a better life and a more prosperous life than what they may be leading. Or they may already be there. But that's the one title that I, you know, take dear
to. Yeah. Did you grow up in the church?
I actually grew up in a mosque. I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's always stayed with you, religion?
I always believed in God, like believed in Allah. Which is just the Arabic term for God. But at a point around like high school, religion like itself kind of became a disconnect. I'm kind of just getting back in that, like, you know, like the flow of things, like the ritualistic side of things. But God always stayed with me for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're open about writing It Was Fun While It Lasted, because it was a dark place in your life. The name, just looking at the name, you can tell it's a nod to loss.
Yeah.
I understand that you now, though, have a more positive outlook on the album's theme. So talk about then and now. What changed?
Perspective. I think like 90% of our problems can be changed once our perspective changed. So it's not that the losses or anything were any different than they were before making the album. It's just the perspective change, which is kind of in the title itself. It was fun while it lasted. Like, you can kind of look at things from a depressed point of view, like, oh, man, I lost this, I lost that, or this happened, this person died, me and this girl broke up, whatever, whatever. But then just looking at it from a place of, however, it was fun while it lasted. Like, regardless what situation it is, you have to take the good with the bad. And with every bad, there's always a good, and with every good, there's always a bad.
There's always a lesson.
Exactly. Too. Yeah, there's a lesson there.
And you're getting a lot of examples, because I see a lot of emotional vulnerability buried in your lyrics, right?
Yeah.
But I also see that as a trend right now in hip hop, right? I'm thinking of artists like Drake.
Yep.
Right? If anybody's the poster boy for just being emotional on a record, it's Drake. Yeah. We all know that. Kendrick, Chicago's own Saba. Does seeing an example of an open book, especially from someone who has a certain level of status, does that encourage you to reflect and to process trauma from your own life?
Absolutely. Yeah, like this album, I'll have to give like 40% of the credit to Jay-Z's 444 album. Like,
that's another good one.
And it gave me that push to just kind of be vulnerable, tell those stories, and realize that it's not like cowardice to be vulnerable and like to be all those things that I guess as men we're not supposed to be, whatever, whatever, quote unquote. To your point, yeah, like you kind of just feel that superpower of just being vulnerable.
From a creator's perspective, what's the defining quality of a song or album that lets you know, okay, it's done?
It has to resonate. And I know that's a buzzword, but it's probably my favorite buzzword, because even though it's a buzzword, it doesn't get applied enough in music. I feel like a lot of people are just like, we're in a microwave era where like people are just dropping what they can when they can, but it's not really resonating. Like, to me, a song is finished when you could play it. For example, I'll send it to you. Now that I know you, you will be a person that I send music to.
Okay.
My brother, my girl, like all of these people. And it's like, if it doesn't connect with them, then it probably won't connect with the average person out there.
We all know that feeling when we listen to a good song.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of songs, we got to hear more music, KO. So
sure.
What is next?
Next up is Wait On Me.
Yeah. Wait On Me.
Everything gon' stand by, I just can't stand by to watch. I don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. I just pray you wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Everything gon' stand by, you just can't stand by to watch. You don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me. You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me.
Promises I made to me, feel like it's delayed to me. Can't tell if it's laziness or I'm just stressing late and see. Waiting on our high moments, no ideas new except the ones that me and God thought of. Hate to act like God, but I'm a God and that's what God taught us. Hate to say I'm complex, knowing I don't mess with blogs. Cold Bennett stamped the vision, still they didn't mess with ours. Say my talking hurt the brand, well they just too emotional. Of course I'm unapproachable, why people love coaching you? I don't take to no advice, I'm trying to pay my mama's debt. Don't care about if I'm quoted right. Extra lights get back to me. You see the pic, I'm poster light. I'm waiting on the night when people say it happened overnight. I be getting ulcers from the things I hold in. Brain hemorrhaging, migraine need medicine. Meditate don't help when in your silence you reminded of the things you write about that's still unwinding. I'm waiting on it, yeah.
Everything gon' stand by, I just can't stand by to watch. I don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. I just pray you wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Everything gon' stand by, you just can't stand by to watch. You don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me.
You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me. Yeah. Marriage on horizon, I'm in love, it's hard to hide it. Child emojis in the comments, give it time, it's coming soon. I'm just waiting on the broom. I'ma jump, I swear to God, I'm just waiting on a prince born in luxury. My brother get a nephew, he gon' make him tough for me. My sister get a nephew, she gon' hone his artsy side. I'm waiting on a day where I can let him play to dark outside. I'm waiting on my patience, I don't want him see my darker side. KO just the archetype, a million ways to beat a man. Don't think we got a starter like, don't think you gotta wait on me. Cause one day I'll be gone and it's too late for me. Flower on my tombstone and pray for me. Don't cry about it, build about it. Waiting on my queen to drop the album, how she feel about it. Nothing move without her, won't no one move around her. I've been about my shorty and I'm still about it, waiting on a day where I can spill
everything
about it.
Stand by, I just can't stand by to watch. I don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. I just pray you wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Everything gon' stand by, you just can't stand by to watch. You don't need the bottle pop, just tell me that you proud a lot. You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me. You gon' say you wait on me, wait on me.
That's crazy.
You're listening to Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and that is Southside Chicago rapper KO. We were talking about his new album, It Was Fun While It Lasted. And if you like the music, I'm sure that you do, check out his show next Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Epiphany Center for the Arts.
Yes.
KO, lots of amazing features on this album. Artists like Paris Price, Morgan Gold, FemDot. We've actually talked to a lot of artists who say, the Chicago music scene, it feels so collaborative. Everybody knows everybody or just helps, wants to help everyone. Would you say that's your experience?
Yes, honestly. Everybody is one person away from the next person. That's why, like, I always tell people, be careful of who you're talking to and what you're talking about. Because it's like everybody, even outside of the actual, like, people that make the music, just people like managers or like radio.
Adjacent,
it's like, yeah everybody knows somebody. So even if they're not working with that person, they somehow, some way, like have some kind of affiliation with them. So in my experience, yeah definitely, it's very, I don't even know the word, very glued together, like the scene.
Well, this is the part where we get you to shout out other artists in the city. We always ask folks that come on to do that. So who do you think is killing it right now?
Of course, FemDot. He's on tour right now with Redville. That's my guy. Shout out FemDot. Are we keeping it exclusive to Chicago?
Well, no. I mean, I asked you about artists here, but you can certainly branch out.
Okay, because Paris Price, who's on, it seems like he is, but he's actually not from Chicago. He's from Maryland. So Paris Price, but the rest will be Chicago. Asar, Kai Colors. Dang, he's also not from Chicago. He seems like
totally
he's from Chicago
fine.
As well. Kai Colors, Asar, Paris Price, FemDot, Sonite, Elijah LaFleur, and Flood.
Ooh.
That's like my...
And I'm curious about, you say a lot of these artists seem like they're from Chicago. What does that mean? Do they just work with a lot of Chicagoans?
So, again, to your point about the Chicago scene, it's so glued. It's also glued with, like, everywhere else around the country. So there's people that live. For example, Smino. Like, my entire upbringing, I thought that he was from Chicago. and he's from St. Louis, which is near. Kai Colors is from Kansas City, like a hop, skip, and a jump away from St. Louis. So a lot of them either migrate to Chicago or never have been to Chicago, just work with a lot of Chicago people. So you kind of just put that Chicago name on
them. Yeah, no, I totally understand what you mean there. And it makes sense, as you should be. You should be connected with folks all over, right? Especially if you want the music to really get out there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, take me back. Who were you listening to growing up?
Jay-Z for sure, like every day. 10 times a day.
I can't even hate on that. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan myself.
He's my man. I'll go to war for Jay-Z
albums.
Yeah, I have. For sure.
And Beyonce too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beyonce, of course. J. Cole was actually, I give the credit to Jay-Z, but I'm actually a liar. J. Cole was actually the person that brought me into music. I just kind of like dipped out, and then Jay-Z's music like re-brought me back in.
Yeah.
But J. Cole was the first person actually to get me working on a project.
All right. Before we let you go, KO, as I mentioned, you're playing next Thursday at 8 at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. What else is happening with you?
So next up, we have some shows. So I have the June 14th show with Kai Colors, Elijah LaFleur, and Baby Panda. And I have new music dropping next week, next Friday. Called I Been with Flood, who I also mentioned. So, yes.
Well, we got to look out for that.
Thank you.
That's Southside Chicago rapper KO. He has been talking with me about his music and performance coming up next Thursday, the 1st of June at 8 p.m. at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. Thank you so much for coming in,
KO. Thank you for having
me. Music is just dope.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So I hear you have one more for us.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and set up this last track?
This song is called Still, featuring Paris Price and... FemDot is on it, but he's not on the live version that I'm about to do. But yes, this is my second favorite song on the album. So I hope you all enjoy.
Suede on the trail.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. You gotta see it through from all angles. Life get harder when your options more broader and your women less thankful. Feels like the winners get darker, more painful. Everybody trying to rank you. But still I rise after frying pan straight into the fire. Look at God. Granddaddy from the MI, crooked letter I. Play rookie for my whole life, just looking from the sides. It's like they stab me in the back, they see me looking for the knives. This is the voice of all voices. The second coming of my father, just less meek and way more boisterous. Looking at the sum of all choices. I wouldn't change a thing now, except the times I wouldn't feel joy. It's good and everything, just gotta find it. It's a thin line between being silent, being silenced. Even though my pride won't let me fight it, I'm just living with the truth and not despite it. Man.
This episode of Reset was produced by Ethan Schwab, who edited the episode along with Meha Ahmed. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Still, through the lows and the valleys, God really had me. Yeah.
My deep urge to survive is built on the need to see all my seeds sprout from the tide. Pray for an angel thinking that one would drop in the sky. Gave me an angel, this is in memory of their lives. Grateful and thankful, live on the other side of your pride. I settle for death while I set all my goals aside. The ghost of my afflictions that manifest through addiction and time. Everything is black and white, but play defense to find some silver and lines. I feel joy again, I ain't thought about no suicides, but I would die for this, so even Ian is joying it. Think about how long I've been avoiding it. Imposter syndrome, I'm invoking God's name to give validity to everything I dreamt. Came humbled and he hoisted it. Knees bowed, tongues playing a game of two truths and a liar. I knew a whole lot would come from staying on my path, but I ain't know that faith would come from my desire. Man, I'm here now.
I know that I'm hard to read.
Hard.
And even harder to reach.
One too many scars on me. But love is all that I see. Still, still, through the lows and the valleys, God really had me. Still, still.
Bravo, bravo. That's crazy.
How you feel?
Man, that was amazing.
Yeah?
That was amazing.
Cool. Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.